This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfa Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Pi Jacobs, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Pi.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Well, I was born in Haight-Ashbury, like right there, almost at Haight and Ashbury. And my parents were hippies, so there was a lot of music around, and they took me to a lot of concerts and that sort of thing. But I guess I myself became musical when I started going to preschool. I went to a little hippie preschool, and they had a choir. And when I was three, I was in the choir. I don't really remember this, but apparently I was doing well, and they gave me a little solo and everything in the Christmas pageant, and my first time on stage, I opened my mouth and nothing came out. And of course, my mom was like, come on, baby. But luckily, I've blacked all that out of my mind.
Right.
So I was singing very early. And then as I got older, I started learning to play the guitar and the bass and anything with strings, really. Okay. The guitar is my main, but I also play bass quite a bit.
Great. What is the spark for the first song you're going to play for us?
Well, like I said, I was born in San Francisco, and then we moved a couple hours north to a very beautiful wine country in Sonoma County. And at that time, the laws were a little different. And besides all the wineries and beautiful vineyards that we have, there were a lot of people that were way out in the backwoods growing weed. And it was very different, you know, clandestine thing. There would be FBI raids. And I went to school with lots of kids that lived on these farms. So I'm going to start with a song about that, where I'm from.
Great, let's hear it.
Okay. I come from the land of weed and wine. I pray to the gods of good crops and good times. I answer to Mother Nature, who ain't always kind. The gifts that she gives us, Lord, they get us life. Living is high on a farm with Kush and Cabernet. A 3-hour ride on a bus, what did you learn today? Physics and Nietzsche, and cleans out his gun. When the harvest comes, we'll all run out and make hay in the sun. We come from the land of weed and wine, and we pray to times. We answer to Mother Nature, who ain't always kind. Yeah, the gifts that she gives us, Lord, they get us through the life. Oh, it's hard to keep a kid satisfied with fields and fresh air. Homemade clothes and homegrown food, they know what's out there. Still 3 months of harvest beats working minimum wage. Oh, lots of
folks say they will leave and they come back to stay. Yeah, yeah, they come from a land of weed and wine. And they pray to the gods of good crops, oh, and good times.
Thank you, Potter. What a great picture that paints.
Well, thank you.
What are your musical influences?
Well, let's see. We talked a little bit about the hippie parents, and one of the best things about that was just there was always so much music around. My mom was a big fan of classic Motown and soul, but also classical. Like, I just have this memory of her sitting in the bubble bath with Bach on, you know, and then Roberta Flack and Aretha Franklin and all kinds of great music. And then, of course, we had all the California country, which was really like the first kind of folk and country music that I really got exposed to was that whole Laurel Canyon, James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt kind of thing. So it was only later in life that I went back and started listening to really, truly classic country and Dolly and Loretta and all the people. So,
yeah. Well, tell us about your new album project.
Yeah, Two Truths and a Lie is coming out probably at the end of this year. We just finished mixing, so it's off to mastering, and I'm really excited about it. It's my second record for Traviana Records, my label. And, you know, when I first signed with them, they're located in Floyd, Virginia. And I actually met them when I was on tour, and it was just this serendipitous thing. But I decided when I signed with them that since I was going to go out and work in their studio with their producer and their musicians to really make my first acoustic record. Before that, I'd been doing full band things. So the last record, A Little Blue, is straight up acoustic. There's a little bit of stomp box, but no drums, very minimal instrumentation. So for this, I went back to my kind of full band thing, but took some of those bluegrass elements. So we have the great Butch Norton on drums. He plays with Lucinda Williams. And then we have dobro and banjo and upright bass.
Wow.
So it's a really interesting collaboration. I'm super proud of it.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll play us another song.
Okay, we'll do. Let me just change this up. Okay. This is my wacky sense of humor, so feel free to laugh anytime. Oh, I've been drunk since the election, trying to make it not be real. Tylenol and deal. And every time I see a headline, I don't think it can get worse. Well, I used to be okay, now I think we're all cursed. Grab another bottle.
can't turn my TV off at night. Oh, I never thought the Nazis would come out in plain sight. They're taking babies from their families, they say, to make us more secure. Oh, but when them kids are grown up, they'll be out for blood for sure. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm gonna file and make my plan.
Keep that, just your personal reaction and choices. That's just genius.
Well, so, I'm half kidding, but I have had my moments of paralyzation. And I have a lot of good friends that are very politically active, and they're just such a blessing to me, because I kind of, they inspire me to get out and speak my mind and do stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, and it's important to really get that song out, and it's wonderful that, you know, you can keep it light.
Yeah, well, humor is a good tool, right? Yeah. It helps us get by with when heavy stuff happens. Yeah. So,
thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music.
Thank you, and I love the Gypsy Wagon. Congratulations.
Thanks.